This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my lad, Chris Ramsey.
My lass, Rosie Ramsey.
Yeah.
Me, the lad, Chris Ramsey. Lasses and lads, lads and lasses.
Lads and lasses.
Hi, everyone. Hello, how are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm bloody brilliant today.
Bloody brilliant?
I'm bloody flipping brilliant.
I'll try my best to wear you down over
the
next hour or so.
Honestly, I'm good. I'm just feeling chipper. Even I'm on my period and I'm still feeling good. This has been the best I've actually been on my period for a long time.
Might be the earliest into a podcast that you've ever mentioned a period as well. Listen, 18 seconds I saw that was.
Oh, I'll mention periods for the rest of my life until I stop them, and then I'll never mention them again. They'd be dead to me. Can't wait to stop my periods.
Wow.
That's something to look
forward
to.
Can't wait for middle age. You're excited.
Do you know
what I'm really looking forward to? The change.
No, I'm not looking forward to the change because we'll probably split up then.
Okay.
I'm warning you now.
Every cloud.
Wow. Yeah, we'll split up, but my periods will finish. Okay. No, I'm looking forward. That's one thing when everyone's like, oh, I'm getting older and, you know, and talking about wrinkles and all that kind of stuff and all that. I'm looking forward to my periods finishing. That's one thing I'm looking forward to.
Well, hey, look, it's nice to have something to look forward to.
I don't know how
nice
it happens, goals. Though. I don't know how it happens. Is it a gradual thing? Is it just 1 month? It's like, nah. Or does it happen?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to, I'll ask somebody.
I've researched this. I am, you know, I'm like a doctor.
Yeah.
I think your period constantly coming out, it's like filling up a pint. And then just as it's finishing, it's like when they straighten the glass up, then they do that bit where just the foam comes out for the head.
Yeah.
I think you just get a month of foam.
Right.
And then you're done.
All right, okay. You're horrible. Do you know something that I find quite funny? But I don't know if it is funny. You know how you do shit things to me all the time?
Yes.
Like every time, like I've said, when I say, where's Robin, you're like, who? Like every single time.
Do you know what we haven't mentioned? Haven't mentioned the best one that I did the other day. I told Carl this, and Carl was like, that's fantastic. You were on the phone to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it your dad? Yeah, you were having just a chat, chatting away to your dad on the phone. I could tell that you were like busy. And you were trying, I think you're trying to make a cup of coffee or something as well at the same time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just moving this. I can't see your face.
Right. Moving the mic. You can't see me face. Oh, that's nice. Look at that. You are in a good mood.
God.
You want to see me face.
Don't normally want to look at you.
Shit. If you were in your period, I would say I was going to get lucky tonight, but that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, you can.
Nah, I don't like foam. Now, feels weird. Now, is it a liquid? Is it a solid? I don't know. Is it a gas? I don't know. It's all three.
Frothiest.
Now, stop it. Now, listen.
Yeah.
You were trying to make a coffee at the same time, and we just bought Robin a Where's Wally book.
Mm-hmm.
And you were on the phone, and I came up to you while you were deep in conversation with the Where's Wally book open and started basically trying to get you to find Wally with us, and you just fucking pushed us across the kitchen.
I don't remember what I was talking about, but I think I was talking about something serious.
Yeah, well, see, in my defense, it did just turn to serious just as I walked up here. But walking up while you were on an important phone call, trying to show you Where's Wally, it's up there. But what you're saying, the shit things I do, like that.
Just sometimes when I'm on my period and I've got a tampon in my hand or whatever, I kind of go to my mum and go, do you remember these?
Oh my God. Wow. Well, do you know what? It was going to be, as I said to you before we started, I've got a shitload of beefs and I've had to whittle them down, right? So as you've mentioned.
Why have you got so many? I've only got a couple.
Ah, you're doing me tits in. So as you've mentioned, right? So this is going to be my beef, but I'm going to give a little beef. I'm going to give a bonus beef now before we even started, right? Jeez. A lot of people, we went to our management company and they've got a little bowl of Werther's Originals. Shout out.
Yeah, I stole loads from the train.
And some people, like you said, when you're younger, your mum used to have little bowls at Christmas. She would have little bowls of nuts or little bowls of sweets around the house. And some people,
quality streets
some people have that all the time. They'll have a little bowl of nuts or a little bowl of sweets or a little bowl of fruit or something around the house. What we've got in this house is Rosie's massive pile of tampons that are just in the kitchen at the moment on the bench.
Right.
And she just strolls past and grabs a tampon and then just toddles off. Okay.
In my defence, they've been there for a day.
They're in the kitchen. Right.
Yes, I know they're in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I decanted the boxes because I take some upstairs, some live in the bathroom drawer,
excellent,
and some live in the downstairs toilet. Yeah. We're very lucky. I didn't grow up in a house with a downstairs toilet. I feel very privileged for this, right? But, you know, I didn't realise you got to decant your tampons in different places.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Because... I specifically enjoyed the other day where you walked into the kitchen with no pants or knickers on and grabbed a tampon and then toddled off back into the bathroom. That was good. That was a lovely thing to see while I was making me dinner. That was great, that. Just great. Just looked over.
Do you think I'd swallowed a mouse?
I just didn't. Oh, Jesus.
Sat on a little mouse.
Anyone not understanding that, it's the little tail. Anyway, listen.
Why? Honestly, but do you know what it is, though? You say, I'm not even embarrassed because...
No, you shouldn't be. It's a disgusting part of your life.
No, I'm sorry, but what did you want me to do there in an ideal world? Hide all my clothes back on, walk through, get the tampon. Sorry, sir. I'm just getting me little...
Well, no, you're fully within your right to do that, but as I've said before, I'm fully within my right to take the piss out of it.
Ah, whatever.
Go fuck yourself. You can do whatever you want in this house and I can take the piss out of whatever I want in this house, right? Unless it's something you tell us I can't specifically take the piss out of it, in which case I won't because I'm a coward. Now, listen, thank you so much for joining you beautiful people out there. What? I'm trying to do my intro.
I'm saying I don't care.
Oh, well, no one cares about you. Right, listen.
Oh, yeah. This affair that I'm thinking about having is all, so
can,
much more tempting every
you all
single
see
week.
How I'm trying to wear a good mood down as much as I can. Listen,
I know that is really cruel, actually.
Oh, not really. It's just
I'm in a nice mood. Don't ruin it.
I know, but
I've got a leave-in conditioner on and everything. I'm proper chipper.
What's a leave-in conditioner? I've never understood that.
Just you leave it in.
But when does it come out?
I think I've got to wash it out.
So you don't leave it in, you wash it out.
Well, yeah, but I leave it in for a while.
Well,
you know
I leave
I mean?
Conditioner in for a while. I get in the shower, I'll shampoo my hair, then I'll stick conditioner on, then I'll do all the rest of my body, then I'll take the conditioner off.
What's for like 3 hours?
Depends how long the shower is.
Why are you such a prick? Why are you such an argumentative?
I've never understood a leave-in conditioner. I've seen it on the adverts and they put it in like a serum in their hair and then they walk around.
And then you leave it and then you rinse it out.
Does it feel?
It's not even that bad. It's just a bit.
See, soft. I thought your hair was just greasy. I thought it needed a wash.
What?
Really?
Oh, how are you then? Oh, see? Look, honestly, you wear me down.
Have I done it?
Actually, hey, wear me down.
Long. Yay! Me. No, I love you and I'm glad you're chipper. And look, it was good while it lasted. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It is episode 159.
Nice.
And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
Tampons.
No, but close.
Yeah.
The incredible skill babies possess to make a dummy disappear from sight in seconds.
Yeah.
I've known nothing like it.
Oh, torture.
It's crazy. Rafe, literally, he's lying there in his pram. The dummy's there 1 minute. The next minute, it's not under him. It's not in his hand. It's not behind. It's not in the... And then you pick him up and it fucking falls from somewhere and hits the floor.
You've had during the night.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
It's horrible.
He did it last night. I sat him down in his chair to give me his little bottle before bed. I just heard the dummy drop. Mm. And then I can't find it anywhere. I sat him on the floor. He was
oh,
furious.
No, you didn't. Oh, what? You put him out your arms?
He was furious. I sat him down on the floor and he did that cry where he doesn't make any noise.
Oh, right,
he was busy taking his ear.
This cry.
It's terrible.
I shouldn't have laughed, but I couldn't not laugh. Mm-hmm. You were away the other night, right?
Right.
And I was just about to take him up to bed and I said to Robin, I give me old spiel to Robin because Robin sits downstairs watching telly while I put Rafe to bed. And I'm like, look, watch the telly. I'm putting Rafe to bed. Say goodnight to your brother. Don't answer the door. Don't, if anybody, because I don't know why. Yeah. I think someone's going to come to the door, but I'm literally like, do not move from that spot, right? Anyway, and I had Rafe's bottle done.
Right.
And normally we have to slyly put it in my pocket or I've hide it down my pants before.
Yeah.
Because if he sees it, it's game over.
Yeah.
Like, it's just game over. He saw it. Yeah. I swear to God. He, like, you know, when they lean back, arched his back, and he was like, but it was so ridiculous. that I pissed myself. Like, I'm taking up the stairs. I'm like, I can't take you seriously.
Yeah.
He stopped breathing.
He does. Well, he cries. And he was like, and he like takes breath in, but he's still crying. And you go, have you malfunctioned? What's happened to you? Poor little thing. He's drama. He's full of the drama. He's
pure drama.
Full of the drama.
I think Robin's you. Yeah. And I think Rafe's me. Pretty cool. He's one good thing at the minute. I'm sorry we're talking.
One good thing.
No, but
about
you know,
a baby who we love. One good thing.
No, he's loving Robin's old toys.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, high five to us for keeping everything.
Yeah.
Like, who wanted to throw everything away?
Me. I throw everything away.
You wanted to throw everything
away? But I don't throw it away. We go to charity. I just want it out my house. I don't throw it away. I'm not a twat.
Paw Patrol Tower. He loves that Paw Patrol Tower.
It's amazing. Shout out to the Paw Patrol Tower. Yeah, it's expensive as fuck. It's bigger than him. It's a huge thing. Yeah. But yeah.
Mint.
Excellent
buzzing.
Stuff.
Any buzzing.
So there we go.
So yeah, is that what was your sponsor about him losing his dummy?
Maybe put them on a little chain. They do them little.
No,
chain
you can
things,
get that. Oh, there. I'm sorry. No disrespect to anyone who puts a dummy on a chain, but I can't.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know.
Just looks a bit effortless, doesn't it?
I just can't.
Take a spare one.
I can't get away with it. I don't know why, because I kind of live in a world where I'm very aware that the dentist is going to shout at us because he still has a dummy. So I'm like, he only has it when he cries. Don't come around my house because you'll find him watching the telly with it on.
You've got to put the little clip on the little lapel of the little jacket, haven't you? And it's almost like, you know, back in the day when people had pocket watches and it was like a chain and it was just like, this is my pocket dummy.
It's a great invention. Yeah. Completely makes sense. But I don't like it because I'm like, it looks like a drug dealer with a drug.
With a drug.
Like with a, I don't know.
With a drug.
His crutch.
With a drug. Oh.
But honestly,
you're so closeted. I love it. Well done. Brilliant. Here's the jingle.
Here's the jingle.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm prattling on.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Thank you so much for coming back. I bloody love you.
We bloody love you. Listen, I'm going to let this all behind the curtain here. Rosie doesn't know I'm going to say this, but we just had a moment there in between while the jingle was on talking, should we take the bit out where we just slagged off dummies on strings? That's how fucking nuts the world has got now.
I know.
People whinging about stuff. We are literally worried that someone's going to be like, well, I have the dummy clip on my baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Have it. We just don't happen to like it.
I know.
We just
Why
think it looks shit.
My mind goes to that all the time.
The world's gone. Oh, no, it's got me terrified. Yeah, like, everyone's always whinging about something.
But the thing is, once upon a time, something offensive was something really bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely like, ooh, you can't say that. But now we've got such a tiny little thing of slagging off a flipping a dummy string. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. I don't like them. I think they're awful.
Yeah.
Actually, and I'm sticking by that.
and
I have got one upstairs in a drawer that I've never used, but I did buy it.
Yeah. Well, I remember we gave one to Robin and he used to pull the clip off and it was like, well, this is fucking pointless.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can tie it around his neck on a rope because that's massively dangerous.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm honestly,
I tell you one thing I do love that other people hate, but I'm all for them. Reins.
For kids, reins. Fucking genius.
I know a lot of people hate them, but I'm absolutely all for them.
And I would say, arguably, they look much worse than a dummy string. Do you know what I mean?
What, a reins?
Yeah.
Oh, they look horrific.
If you're in the supermarket with your child's dog.
Yeah, but...
Oh, he likes you. Oh, have you got a child? he likes you. Sniffing you.
We had them on Robin until he was about three, do you remember?
God.
I'd still have them on now if I could.
Yeah.
I had Rafe on the other day because he took five steps the other day, which was great.
Yes, he's doing well, isn't he?
But I had it on him at the park and it was it was a little backpack one that said.
Yeah.
And I just had to just hold it like... He was
hold it up, and he's almost
but he did
like,
better.
Yeah, it's almost like he's on one of them trampolines in the shopping centre.
We had reins when we were a kid, and it was the wrist one.
Gee whiz.
Wrist to wrist.
I think they were handcuffs.
No, it wasn't handcuffs.
No, I think
Chris.
Your mum had you in handcuffs.
I was literally wristed to my mum.
Yeah, that's handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were quite good, but I don't know whether it was like, I know I shouldn't say it, because everyone's like, my little girl's thing, but a girl thing, because we used to just hold on to the buggy.
Yeah.
Because me and Kate would hold her one side of the buggy, and Kevin would be in the buggy. And I just remember not letting go.
Yeah.
Because of safety in that, but... Imagine Robbie, who's he?
Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Imagine Robin holding on to the buggy.
Yeah.
Just like, hold on. When he was younger, though. He might now, but when he was three.
Well, no.
Hold on
he,
the buggy and don't let go.
Seat, even when I put that little seat on, he fucking stands on it.
Oh, he
stands
just...
on it and looks right over the top of the buggy. He's a nightmare.
I know. I think it's just our kid.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, Rafe, if Rafe is not chilled out, I'm going to...
I'm telling you now, he's absolutely not chilled out.
I think he
the
is.
The shouting he does. He saw me eating a banana yesterday. He went fucking ballistic.
What do you mean?
I was across the kitchen eating a banana. I just heard him go like, I could hear him. I wasn't looking at him. I was doing something else. I just heard like,
Oh, he is loud.
And I was like, oh, and your mum went, look at him. And he was standing up, holding on to the Paw Patrol tower, looking at us going, And I was like, oh, do you want a bit of this? And I went over and I gave him it. And he was like, oh, he just fucking screams at us because he wants me banana, the little turd.
Have you noticed, though, that I'm trying to be a lot quieter around the house?
Yeah.
And I would like you to as well.
Right.
Because, you know, every single school report that we've had is Robin's great, lovely little boy, really kind. Yeah. He's just loud as fuck.
Yeah, he's like, well, look at what we look at.
I know, and that's what my mum says. My mum's like, you've got a really loud house, and you know, it's really. You and Chris. I know, but I don't want Rafe to be loud. I want him to be.
He's going to be loud. His brother's loud as fuck. He's going to be loud.
But have you noticed or not?
Right.
I'm like, hello, Rafe.
Right, yeah.
Hello.
You're wasting your
this
time.
This is the house, Rafe.
Well, yeah, but then when I'm here, I'm like, Rafe! Like screaming at him. And then how can he be quiet? I had a banana and he was fucking war chanting at us. Like, he's never going to be quiet.
I just do remember when you were away and I had Robin on my own, I was a bit, like, nuts. I used to play really loud music and dance and do all loads of...
Okay, so,
you know what I mean?
So we can put all the blame on you. That's fantastic. I'm glad you've recorded that now.
No, I kind of can because I was good just... Stuff. You know, I'm a... Yeah.
Heard it
I don't
want to
be like
folks.
That with Rafe. I'm going to be really meek and mild. I want to... Yeah.
Pull your head out of your arse. You're going to be meek.
I'm going
to
try.
The woman who waltzes into the kitchen with no pants on to grab a tampon. Shut your fucking shit, will you? What a load of bollocks.
No, I want to be really... I want to be meek.
It's
and
never
going to
happen.
I want him to be chilled
out. It's
never
going
to happen. Robin is so much.
Every school report I got said, talks too much. Guess what I do for a living? Fuck you all who wrote that down. Yeah, hard lines.
Okay. I got that as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Fuck them.
I know. Fair
Robin
enough,
will be the best
enough.
Town crier in the history of the Northeast. Gaslighters, 10 for the pound.
10 for the pound, you gaslighters.
10 for the pound, gaslighters.
Chronicle.
Gizek. Gizek.
It was Irish, the person who did the gaslighters, 10 for the pound. 10 for the pound, you gaslighters.
Was he?
Yeah, don't mind him.
It doesn't sound Irish on the one you've just done. He sounds like he's chewing something.
Right.
Rubbish. Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, guys, as a lot of you will know, our TV show is going to start soon. Well, I don't know if you know, actually, to be fair, but it is going to start very soon on BBC Two. We're very excited. We're currently
excited,
in...
also shitting myself. That's just me, though.
Yeah, the whole place stinks of her shit.
Yeah.
We are currently in pre-production for it. We're having a load of meetings and sorting a load of stuff out. We've got some really exciting stuff that we can't tell you yet, but hopefully it's going to be awesome, right up your street, and you are going to love it as much as you love this podcast, which we still can't believe that you love, to be fair, can we?
Absolutely not. No, yeah. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
For the show.
I'm quite nervous.
But you've done telly.
Not with you.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
That's
is that
hard,
why
that's
you're
the
nervous?
That's the hard bit. Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what,
around changing rooms with your kegs off looking for tampons.
Will you tell me I can't do that at the BBC?
I think they've had a bit of a shift up since everything that happened a while ago. I ain't walking around with your pants off's really frowned upon, man or woman now.
Right, okay then. I'll keep my pants on. I didn't know, in my defence, that when we signed the contract.
Right, okay.
So I'm a little bit upset about that. I'll have to speak
to
my management.
Was it a deal breaker? Was walking around with your kegs off a deal breaker?
Do you know, it was up there.
Okay.
Do we have a rider?
A rider?
Yes,
but I've told you, I don't know how many times I have to
we
tell
have
you
to pay for
pay
the
for
rider.
Rider.
I know, but we were really reserved on the tour and I feel like going a bit, you know,
what would you put,
Mariah
what would you
Carey.
Put on rider?
Like purple Skittles.
Purple Skittles? Do they do purple Skittles? Oh, yeah, they would. Just purple
just
Skittles.
Just purple Skittles.
So some poor twat has got to get all the Skittles and just put... Why would you put someone through there?
Why not? No, I'm joking. As if I would. I'd feel terrible. Do you know they've got Skittles without the shell on now?
You had them the other day. I thought you were eating bits of old chewing gum that you found like an elf.
Do you know what? Like, nice, but nah.
Bit weird.
I'm a shell lover. And I'm sorry, we've gone on.
So sorry. All I was going to say was, one of the segments that's going to happen on the show, we can tell you about, because we need your input. So one of the segments we are doing is called It Goes Or I...
It Goes Or I Go!
It Goes Or I Go.
It Goes Or I Go!
And that is not the official jingle. Please don't marry that jingle anymore.
It Goes
anyone.
Or
Listen,
I Go!
Fuck's sake. Rosie... Does someone you love have an item that you hate?
Hate.
Yeah, so now's your... Jesus. Now is your chance to finally get rid of it for good.
For good.
Stop doing that. We are looking for couples, friends, or family pairs to come and take part in the TV show. No item is too big or too small.
No item too big or too small.
Right, yeah. Email chrisandrosie@avalonuk.com.
That's chrisandrosie@avalonuk.com.
Yeah, I hope you understand that. Yeah, just press that 30-second back thing and listen to it again if you don't.
It's a little segment thing that we're going to do. Hopefully, good items. You'll get to come to London. You'll get to be on the show.
Yeah.
We'll have a great time.
I forgot to mention that. That'll be the best bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's going to be good fun, that. I'm looking forward to that.
So me, if it was me and you, I would get rid of probably your little tampon pile. Probably your kitchen-based tampon
pile.
It would
have to be something more, what's the word? Not
all right,
sedentary.
Then, all of your prints.
You would get rid of all my prints?
Yeah, or some sofas.
Right.
Yeah. Or the random chairs that you've got in corners of rooms that you can't actually access to sit on.
Right, okay.
I don't know how many people know this, but Rosie sometimes uses chairs just as like decoration. You can't actually sit on them.
Mm, yeah. I'd get rid of, your special pillow that you've got for bed that doesn't actually go with any other pillow.
Right.
You know, the special memory foam one?
Yes.
That you insist on using for bed.
You've got to have a firm pillow.
And it goes with, trying to put that next to all of the other cushions and making it look decent.
Because it's bigger and stronger. It's bigger and stronger than all the ones.
And I'd stab it in the middle and I'd pull it down and I'd empty it all over the floor.
Right, okay. Wow, very violent. Well, there you go. If you want to see that kind of thing happening to someone who you love's shitty thing that pisses you off, get in touch.
Yeah. Genuinely, we're very excited to see you. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef,
beef,
man?
Beef, 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 beef,
what's
beef.
Your beef?
What is your beef? What is your beef?
Can I go first?
Do you want to go first?
Yes. My beef with you is you have no idea what goes into a meal that you eat.
Right.
The reason being, right, Rafe is making his way around the kitchen at the minute.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He particularly, it's a hard word to say.
No, it's not. Particularly. Carry on.
He particularly...
Yeah.
Loves the cupboard where the spices are.
Yeah.
And all the spices that we've got are in glass little jars.
Yeah.
You know the ones, I mean. You get them in the supermarket.
Yeah.
They're all in there. And I've noticed him doing it loads and I've been meaning to empty it and I'm just like, oh, whatever. Anyway, Sandra was over and she was like, he loves that spice jar. And you were like, yeah, he loves it in there. He's going to smash one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We got a little container.
Mm-hmm.
You emptied the spices into the container. And then we were like, where should we put them? And I was like, oh, I'm not too sure. And you said, these were your words, well, just put them on that top cupboard. And I went, well, I'm not going to be able to reach up there. And you turned to my mum and you went, well, we don't really use them, do we, Rosie? To which I thought, I use that every day, Chris. I mean, you don't know this clearly, but I restock them. Really often.
Oh, see, so I thought they just had never been used. I thought it was just the same.
No.
Oh.
I always use them.
Right. Okay.
So what do you think? So you know when your food tastes, you know, when you're like, oh, what's in here? A bit of parsley, bit of basil, bit of oregano,
bit of
paprika,
green.
You know, cumin, garam masala, turmeric.
Red.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
I use that all the time.
Right. Okay.
And it just really shocked us. When you literally got the little container and you were like, put this on the top shelf that no one can reach because we don't really use these, do we, Rosie?
Right. Okay.
And I thought, well, yes, Chris, I actually do.
Right.
So that's my beef with you because you have no idea what goes into a meal and food. It must just be nice.
Well, I must be getting it all from you because you also have no idea what goes into a meal because what did you forget again yesterday, Rosie?
I knew you'd bloody bring this up.
It's not even me beef. It's not even me beef. This is just a little whack-a-mole beef to whack your beef down.
Mm.
Garlic bread again, didn't you?
Oh, do you know what it is though, Chris? Right,
I'm
not being funny.
Like
I'm not
it's
being
a fucking,
funny.
Honestly, you've got a one-woman vendetta for me to not have garlic bread.
I really love garlic bread. I've got nothing against it. When I'm cooking a meal, right?
Mm.
Bearing in mind yesterday, so I cooked a meal for me, you, me mum, Robin and Rafe.
Yeah.
Right? That's quite a lot of people to cook for.
Yes.
Okay? Your little garlic bread that goes on the side is not top of my agenda when I'm making a tea that nobody else is going to have garlic bread.
I get that it's not top of your agenda, but at the point now for how often you do it, it's almost like you do it on purpose.
Right. Well, I promise you, I swear, hold me hand.
That doesn't
hold
mean,
me
that
little
doesn't
hand.
Mean anything.
I promise you, I'm not doing it deliberately. What you need to do when I'm cooking and you want, if you know that you want a garlic bread or if you want a dough ball or if you want some sort of naan bread.
A dough ball.
Or whatever like that. I don't know, whatever. You need to put the oven on and you need to say, Rosie.
What is your problem with bread and preparing hot bread?
I love
for
bread. I love
bread. What's your problem with it? What's wrong with you?
There's no problem. I just forget. It's not like what I'm doing.
Horrible. Right, listen. My beef with you this week is, and technically it's something you did last week, but it's my beef this week because you did it after we recorded.
So we're living in, so you're living in the past. That's good to know.
I'm bringing up the past, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were lying in bed. I don't know if you remember this. We were lying in bed the other night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're lying there, and out of nowhere, you said, "If you farted," and I went, "No," and you went, "All right." And then I lay there and I went, and I thought, oh my God, I can smell something. And I thought, now we're on a septic tank. We're not on the main plumbing because we live in the middle of nowhere, right? Yeah. So I was like, oh, is it the drains? Is it the sewage? Is it the, is something happened? We've got a trees, the leaves gone. I can smell something. Bloody hell. And I haven't fought. I thought, so what is that? And I went, no, Rosie, I can smell something though. What the hell is that? And you said, which I couldn't get my head round, you went, oh no, I farted, but it smells really bad, so I thought you'd farted at the same time, because it doesn't smell like one of mine. And I, honestly, I've never been so insulted in my life. Fart shamed. You farted, and your own fart smelled so bad that you assumed I had simultaneously farted,
yep.
And that your perfume-smelling or just completely transparent, no-smell, perfect gas was being invaded by my putrid fart.
Yeah.
I couldn't
believe
it.
So, at the minute, I'm eating a lot of cabbage. That's what it is. And I just got a shock.
Got a shock.
And I'm juicing.
How fucking arrogant, though. The arrogance. The arrogance on you. The neck on you. To fart and go, oh, it's minging. That must be one of his. Can it be mine? God, honestly, who do you think you are?
I know. Sorry about that. Just got a shock because, you know your own brand. I did not recognise that. Came from nowhere.
This isn't one of mine. My farts have been hacked. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Okay, there isn't even a hello, Rosie, or anything on this first one. Mm. And I know the windows and doors thing pissed you off last week.
Yes.
It's not that bad. There is an answer that you can pick, okay? But well, I just thought this would be interesting.
I looked into this afterwards, the windows and doors thing.
Oh, no, everyone's talking about it, Chris.
Yeah, it's literally split the world. It's boring. It's bollocks.
Boo.
Yeah, it's bollocks.
Let's not even talk about it. Yeah. Bit annoyed we did. Really? And I saw it everywhere and I was like,
oh. You think you're cooler than that, do you?
I just think we're cooler. Above that. I just think that way. No, don't we're do all not. This stuff.
We're absolutely not. We've literally got multiple stories of people shitting their pants. We are not above that. Absolutely. We are bottom of the barrel and we're happy there.
We are the one.
We're not even bottom of the barrel. If you lift the barrel up and move it away, you will see like loads of crustaceans and bits of shit living under the barrel.
What that's I always us. Enjoy is when people are like, "You're my guilty pleasure," and I'm like, "Oh, so you don't tell anyone you listen?" That's good.
Oh, fucking welcome to the club. The amount of times people have told me I'm their embarrassing crush. I'm like, "Oh, go fuck yourself. Thanks very much." Got a wife in that, you bastards.
Oh, shame on me. I'm good. Married, embarrassing crush.
You're my weird crush. Oh, cheers, like, aye. Fucking hell.
That is so offensive, isn't it?
Yeah, you're my dickhead stranger. Bye. Fucking cheeky bastard.
Brilliant. Right, okay, so this person sent this in and they've just said, choose one, the other two will cease to exist.
Right, forever. Okay.
Forever. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
So, knife, fork, spoon.
Choose one.
Choose one. The other two will cease to exist. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that's annoying.
Knife,
I'm just
fork, spoon. You can't take too long.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't want to choose one. I want to choose two.
No, you can only choose one. I'm going to choose knife. You need a knife. Yeah, you need a knife more than a fork or a spoon.
Cereal.
Just lick it. Like, what's it? Just eat it from the bowl with your hands.
Drink is the word you're
drink
looking for.
Drink it.
Gosh, she was miming a bowl up to her face like a cup and going, what's it? What's the word? What's it? Drink. Drink your cereal was the word you're looking for.
Oh, Christ.
See, because I thought knife, but spaghetti.
Didn't make noodles. Me through, did I?
Yeah, well, because you can't answer fast on something like this. Okay. The other two are going to cease to exist forever.
Yeah, but you need...
It's spaghetti with me hand! Are you kidding us?
Well, I know, but what are you going to cut everything with?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know what? I could eat me spaghetti. I could dip me garlic bread in and scoop it up if some twat cooked me fucking garlic bread. Eh?
Okay, maybe a fork is the answer, actually, because then I'm like, oh, well, how would you cut a bread?
You cut things with a side.
But you could just grab bits of it off, like...
Grab bits of bread, yeah. But then you can't eat cereal or soup with your spoon. With your fork, sorry.
Oh, soup's shit. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Soup can literally go fuck itself.
Wow. Bold.
Have we? I'm sorry. But soup. Like, all right, I eat it when I want to be healthy or it's cold. But other than that, it's the shittest meal in the world. A bowl of soup. People who have bowls of soup for pleasure, I don't want to be friends with them.
Wow.
Listen, don't care.
Where's
if I
this
offend
coming
you,
from?
Because I just find soup shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
right. Honestly, don't even think about the calories or anything. What would you rather?
I never think about the calories.
No. You're like, oh, I love a tomato soup. What do you have every time you have a tomato soup?
A cheese toastie.
A cheese toastie.
Yeah. All right then. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you rather have? A cheeseburger or a bowl of soup?
Can I have a cheese toastie with the bowl of soup?
I didn't say toastie. I said burger.
Okay.
Just agree that soup's a bit shit. Like, it's all right, but it's...
Well, yeah,
like, I eat soup. I'm not...
I don't eat tomato soup. I'll be honest with you. I don't eat tomato soup. I feel... At the risk of sounding like a five-year-old here, I think soup with bits in is a trick. And I think it should stop. I think it's a lie.
I quite like cup of soup, though.
Oh, here she goes.
Oh, see. Hang on.
Went in too hard, didn't you?
I did.
Went in too hard.
Because now I'm like,
yourself.
Oh, actually, but, you know, soup with, like, crusty bread... And butter is really nice.
Right. But then, is the bread and butter not the best thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you don't
need... Your soup's basically a condiment.
Aye.
Right, okay then.
Right.
Right, okay, well, there we go. So I can use my cheese toastie to scoop the soup up if I ever want soup. So the spoon can fuck off. Cereal. What can I do with
that? Kind of the same again, cereal. Like, you know...
How am I going to fucking eat cereal? Well, like, drink it.
But aye.
Oh, just use... Yeah.
I've got
more of these, so... Oh, do you know what I'll do? Oh, no, yeah. Do you know what I would do? Yeah. Oh! Get rid of it. Right, I'll keep a fork, right? Because I can cut stuff with a fork.
Yeah.
If I'm having a pizza, right?
Yeah.
I can use a pizza cutter because you didn't say anything about them, right?
Yeah, they still exist.
They still
That's
exist,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, right, what I'm going to do is, for cereal...
Eat with the fork.
No.
And then drink the milk.
No. What, dry? What? Like, you might as well just put a handful of dry... Oh, there you go. Handful of dry cereal in your mouth, half a glass of milk. Chew it up.
Mm.
Or what I was going to say, which I think I'm a genius for, little shot glasses. A few little Special K flakes in the shot glass. Little shot of milk. Woomph, in
yeah,
one.
You could do that.
That's like a spoonful.
This is a little bit off topic, right? But I know a lot of people...
So, Sorry, I demand that we stay on this topic. What do you mean this is a bit off topic?
It's just got...
Sorry, every listener, we're going to stray away from this utter food-based nonsense we're talking now.
I've been thinking about this for a while, and weirdly, whenever we talk about something on the podcast, we always, our management get a message like, what's it, sent us loads of prawn cocktail crisps.
They fucking hell.
Thank you so much, they were unbelievable.
We mentioned, can I just say this as well? Please, I don't like interrupting you, because I feel like I do it too much.
No, that's fine.
But I just need to talk about the fact that we were sent them giant prawn cocktail watsits because they're bringing them back.
Yeah.
We sat in a meeting for our TV show, right? And we had a big fucking bag of them and everyone took a massive handful and we all sat chatting. And then I looked around the room and everyone was using their tongue to pick it out of the tea. It was like a fucking gurning competition. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Looked like we were fucking clubbing in the 90s. Everyone was like,
But they are they're so good.
Oh,
so
everyone looked so ridiculous. It was so funny.
Well, I want to put something out in case anyone's listening from Kellogg's,
right?
Because where the hell have Choco cornflakes gone?
Right.
Chocolate cornflakes. Do you remember them?
Yes.
Oh, my God, wow. They were so good. I was telling Robin about them the other day. He had a bowl of cornflakes, and I was like, Robin, you're gonna lose your mind. When I was younger, they had this thing called chocolate cornflakes, and he was like, what do you mean? Holy I was shit. Like, they were cornflakes, but they were chocolatey, and they turned the milk chocolatey, and they were unbelievable.
Wow.
Like, I love a bowl of cornflakes, but chocolate I think they might have had too much sugar in.
Do you know, I don't even think I fully believe they were a real thing. I feel like
were a real thing because we got them. Cornflakes. So I think they were on the cusp of when I was a bit of a teenager because my mum wouldn't have bought them. Yeah. And I think I actually bought them.
Wow.
Do you know when you start earning your own money and you buy food?
Rosie, coming out clubbing. Nah, I spent all my money on chocolate cornflakes. Can we come to yours in the morning? No, they're my chocolate cornflakes. You go out and be slags and I'll go and eat me chocolate cornflakes. How dare you?
It's something my mum would never have bought. Rosie,
you're 25 minutes late for work and you're soaking. What's happened? I spent all my bus money on chocolate cornflakes. Is that why you've got chocolate all over your face? Yeah. Where's your fridge?
So delicious.
Where's the fridge? Is it still in the staff room? Because I'm putting my milk and me cornflakes in the fridge for me dinner.
Honestly, I really like them to the point where I think about them on the on the regs. I really do.
Staring out the window as it's raining.
Yeah, I don't know where they went. Anyway, if somebody wants to send me.
Goodbye, my friend.
I'd really like some chocolate cornflakes.
I was thinking we would try and make some, but they all clack together with the chocolate, don't they?
It's not real like chocolate. It's not chocolate. It's not like actual chocolate.
If Cocoa Pops are still kicking about and fucking Frosties and Ricicles, I'm sure chocolate cornflakes can make a comeback. Yeah, come on, please. People, let's make it happen.
Come on, let's make this happen. Right, there is more of these. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, come on. We'll try and do these quicker.
Answer them quicker than that, man.
Okay.
Right. Duvet, pillow, mattress.
Oh!
Choose one, the other two cease to exist. Duvet, pillow, mattress.
Choose one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Duvet.
What? What are you sleeping on? The floor?
A folded up duvet like a sausage roll.
No, I'm going mattress.
And then
mattress.
I'll have the top. Well, what? You're just going to sleep on a mattress? Freezing?
I'll sleep on a mattress and then I'll put a coat over us or a dressing gown and then I'll use a rolled up...
Oh, shit, yeah, blankets still exist, don't they?
Yeah, rolled up sweater.
All right, I've changed my mind. I want mattress.
Right, good for you. Yeah. McDonald's, KFC, Domino's.
Choose one and they all cease to exist.
Choose one. The other two cease to exist.
Oh!
I'm choosing McDonald's every day of the week.
I'm choosing McDonald's.
Over Domino's?
Honestly, Domino's these days, when I have one, I feel like I've been on a stag do. The next morning I wake up, I feel like I'm going to die.
Will you stop eating them though?
No, never.
Mug
it might be the beer I have with them as well, just as a...
exactly. It's not the actual pizza. So, this one, they've made specifically for us.
Oh.
Right? So, choose one and the other two cease to exist, right? This is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Blowjobs, handjobs, or Lego? Oh, this is awkward.
Just trying to remember what a blowjob's like.
Awful. They're horrible. You didn't like them. Do you remember? You were
allergic?
You came out in a terrible rash. You said, I never want one of them again. And I said, oh, you sure? Are you sure? I don't mind.
I'm sorry, I've got to have Lego.
Yep.
I've got to have Lego. Why don't you have sex with you? It's not on the list.
Well, ram it in, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I kind of win out with that, actually.
Yeah, you win massively.
All right, well, there's one for me here,
yeah.
Which is sex, lamps, or wine.
I I can envisage our future, and it's celibate, drinking wine in the dark, or with the big light on.
It's really hard. Only between two.
Oh my!
I'm gonna have to pick wine.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go with wine.
As I said, that's my future. But celibate, that's sad. Drinking wine with a big light on.
But do you think I could get some strip lights from IKEA? Because they can create a nice ambiance.
Oh, yeah. sad.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, my girlfriend has quite a strange problem. I knew of the obsession when I met her, but I didn't really understand how serious it was until after we moved in together.
Okay.
Her problem is that she loves DP.
DP.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
What?
Am I being conned here into saying what I think DP is?
Oh, I just thought that what it could be. No, it's not what you think it is.
Well, I don't know what...
You think it's deep penetration, don't you?
Double penetration is what double I think it is.
Shit. No, it's not that.
Right, okay.
But do you know what's ridiculous? What? And this just shows how... sometimes, you know how I try to protest that I'm not that stupid?
Yeah.
I thought it was deep heat. But it's not deep heat, because that's DH. Fuck me. Honestly, what is wrong with my brain?
Can you tell everyone what DP is?
Yes, I'm going to tell you now. Sorry. Obviously, now we're in a relationship, this is quite problematic for me, as the amount of Dr. Pepper she consumes genuinely...
Fuck's sake, man. Oh, hey, that was painful, that. I was up like a little meerkat.
It's not double penetration.
Right, okay.
The amount of Dr. Pepper she consumed genuinely has an impact on me.
Right, okay.
Okay, this is really affecting him.
Wow.
She'll go through at least 10 2-litre bottles a week.
She's going to die.
That's my thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
And it'll be all she drinks.
She's going to die. She'll have kidney stones in a couple of years.
Oh, shit.
She needs some water.
She's bought a special bottle which has a fabric cover so that she can take Dr. Pepper to the gym and to work out.
What's a fabric got to do with it?
I think it's so people...
Can't see.
I think it's
Dr.
so...
Dr. Pepper at the gym.
That's what I'm saying.
Burping your way through the treadmill, you dirty mare.
She takes it to work as well, or whenever she needs to go, so that she doesn't look strange.
She must be fucking buzzing all the time.
As when she's at home, she'll drink it straight out of the bottle, as pouring a glass like a normal person is too time restricting on the required intake that whatever species she is requires.
Oh, what a fucking burn that is. I know. Oh my God. He's been sitting on this for ages.
Hasn't he? I'll also wake up in the middle of the night to the loud glugging and fizzing associated with midnight chuggage.
Horrendous. That is... Who's doing that?
Almost always accompanied with a burp that would likely register as one of the minor earthquakes we get from time to time.
Crikey.
Isn't it lush when you get past that barrier of a relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I wonder...
Where all the lies cease.
I wonder how long it took to just start necking Dr. Pepper during the night.
Dr. Pepper. Oh.
All of that is tolerable, but it's when we go and buy the shopping that I get pissed off. She'll cram in as many bottles that will fit in the trolley. And I remember one time there genuinely being almost 20 bottles.
Good God.
I know. Then we'll get the checkout and the poor checkout lady's biceps will be absolutely fired after lifting and scanning all the bottles required for a week's feeding.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, Rose, if that was you, I would say you go on your own to the shops to get your Dr. Pepper on a Dr. Pepper run once a week or once a fortnight. You can't do it on the big shop because we'll look like nutters. You can't look like a nutter on your own.
You'd have to have a word and go, do you know how horrific this is for you?
Yeah.
I had to have a word with my dad the other week. Do you know my dad drinks about 25 cups of tea a day.
Yeah, oh my God. We've got a little caddy what we put the used tea bags in. It was, I've never seen anything like it. It was about as heavy as a bag of sugar.
And I said to him, I was like, do you drink any water? He's like, well, the tea. I was like, it's not.
It's a diuretic, you know that? It literally pulls water from your system.
It's not good, is it?
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Wow. Yeah, I would make her go to the shops on her own. I'd be like, you go on your own, you take a full massive trolley and you get your Dr. Pepper and you just tell everyone you're having a kids' party. Best thing to say, here's the thing, guys, I've learned this. If you are buying anything ridiculous from the shop and they're going to look, you work in telly. Oh, I work in telly, it's for a TV
show.
Right,
okay, yeah. Just, yeah.
What's all this? That's for a TV show. No, don't ask any more questions. They'll go watch show and you go, I can't really say. It's done.
Yeah.
And then for like years, they watch the telly waiting for this massive Dr. Pepper fucking war.
Thing is though, Chris, Dr. Pepper, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, her teeth will fall out, she'll get kidney stones, and honestly, by the sounds of things, she's in danger of shitting herself at the gym.
Yeah. Good slogan, though, because I remember that.
What was the worst that could happen? Great adverts.
Yeah, great.
Phenomenal adverts.
Like, thumbs up.
Shout out to everyone who's just about to disappear down into a YouTube hole watching the old Dr. Pepper adverts, because I'm fucking gunny.
Are you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time in the van.
Oh,
a lot of
yeah.
time in the van.
Yeah, I was going to say. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, yeah. Love the podcast. Please keep me anonymous because I am a teacher.
Quality.
After listening to how many questions from the public start with, so-and-so was a pure creep, then we had sex.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
Yep.
Yep.
I've always agreed with you that they should leave too many red flags. Well, last week I toured the red flag factory.
That's a great phrase. Oh, I love that.
And here's what happened. So, I was speaking to a man on Grindr who claimed to be around the same age as me as 24. And we agreed to meet up and book.
Yep.
Grindr. It's very much what it's for.
That's for any new listeners, they are meeting up to have sex. They are not meeting up in Buckinghamshire.
Oh, yes. Yeah, meeting up
just to book. Yeah, meeting up and to book.
Yeah. The first red flag was when the man in question refused to send a picture of anything other than his face. Pretty weird for Grindr.
Love Grindr. Wow, yeah. He is not on brand for Grindr.
Listen, we want knobs and nothing else. Where's your knob? Anyway, after I turn up at his address, he answers the door. Clearly a lot older than in his photos. I'd say about 10 years older. Clearly noticeable.
Okay.
That's sad.
Bit offensive. I'm 35, so I'm a year older than the guy that he's talking about. So, bit offensive.
Yeah, actually.
Like, this is a 24-year-old. He was old! He was a year younger than me. Prick.
That's true, though. I'm not being funny. When I was 25, 35, old as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Yeah. Like, literally... You're over the hill.
Yeah,
we are over the hill. Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Still horny, I ignored the red flags and entered.
Jesus.
He informed me he lived with his parents and had to keep the noise down.
Heavens to Betty.
Times are hard. Understandable.
Right.
He's a very understandable bloke.
Yeah, great. Red flag number two.
Yeah. After entering his bedroom, I see he doesn't have a bed, but a mattress with no bedding or duvets in the corner of the room with very little other furniture.
Mate, shout to your mum and get her to sort this out.
With very other little furniture, not even a wardrobe. Pure crack den vibes.
Just a room with a mattress?
Yes.
Oh, man alive.
It says, still horny and bored, I venture on.
You must have been the most horny man in Britain. It gets worse.
Looking around, there's a huge cage in the corner and sawdust all over the room. I ask him why, and he tells me he has free roam hamsters.
Oh, for God's sake.
In his bedroom. And if I should come across one, I should just ignore it.
Free roam? Why is there a cage then?
We must open the cage and they're just free roam across his room.
That's so free ridiculous. Roam hamsters. What if he stands on one?
Well, it says, frightened I'd become some sick pawn in a rodent fetish session, I decided I should leave. However... I didn't. And the next day I was picking bits of sawdust out of places it never should have.
For fuck's sake, man. Come on, mate. That's rotten. I have never heard of a free roam hamster in my life.
So I've heard of house rabbits.
Right.
My Kate used to have a house rabbit, Gus.
Well, yeah, just shit everywhere. Yeah.
He didn't shit everywhere, actually. You could train them.
I'm sick of hearing bullshit about this rabbit.
It's so true. He didn't shit anyway. He used to shit in a little a little litter tray.
He did in
the kitchen.
Will not have it. I don't
right,
care.
Pass me phone. I'll ring her.
Oh, no, she's just full of shit as well. She's just gonna say that.
Right? Yeah. Hang on.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, kid. Just me.
Hello.
Really, really super, super, super duke, super duke. Oh God. Really, really super duper quickly. Right. Do you remember Gus? Your Gus? Gus?
Yeah.
Didn't he not shit in the house?
No, I trained him not to.
Uh-huh. Where did he poo?
He had a bit like a cat.
Yep. Thank you very much. Chris doesn't believe us.
I'm not having it.
He did.
No, you can. It's true. You can Google it. You can train rabbits.
Yeah. No. You did. Didn't you have to like put his face in his wee in there?
No.
You did? Did you not? No.
No.
How did you train him? How did you train him?
Well, what you do, because they only like to pee in a certain area, so you would collect a little bit of their pee on some tissue and some of their poo and put it in the litter tray, and then they're just attracted to the smell and go, oh, right, this is where I need
to. Okay, I've exaggerated that. I didn't mean to. Right, yeah. But he did, and he was absolutely lovely, and he was gorgeous. He was good cuddly. And have you ever heard of free roam hamsters?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah. So we're just talking about somebody now. Somebody's had a one-night stand with someone who's got free roam hamsters in the room.
Oh, Oh no, that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Rabbits great. Are okay, but not hamsters.
All right, love you.
Okay, love you.
Bye, slag.
Bye.
So yeah, so she had to pick up a bit of its piss and its poo.
I do remember on a tissue. Nuzzling, I think that might be in a dog that I've known.
A dog that you've known.
No, there's something about.
Yeah, apparently they reckon you've got to rub the face, and I can't imagine that. I can't imagine nasty, that working or being any kind of pleasure for the dog. The dog doesn't fucking know. Don't rub his face in it. I don't know. I'm not a dog trainer. Anyway, I'm not having it. I'm all right. Look, if I'm all right for a rabbit, if I've got to pick up its shit and piss with a tissue and then hope it.
Oh, I wouldn't have a house rabbit.
It.
I wouldn't. So I wouldn't weird. Do it. No disrespect, Kate. Yeah. I wouldn't have a house rabbit. No. I'm all right for any kind of animal. Not happening. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Congratulations on the Comedy Award.
Thank you
very much. Just got a quick something for you.
Cool.
I got a little something for you. Got a little something for you. Yeah.
Didn't think I was going to do that there, did you?
Don't make songs like they used to, do they?
Just read the question. Just read the question. Just start reading the questions. Why is every... Have you specifically picked questions that I've got a line that you can start singing?
I really
haven't.
Because this is painful. I really haven't, but why do you... You know my personality. Why are you... All of a sudden, you're sick of us, aren't you? Do you hear this?
No, I'd like that. I enjoy this part.
You've got
of the
no patience for me,
like,
but do you?
I like it when you read them out.
Okay, fair enough.
Craigy.
I've started seeing a new guy, and he has, in my opinion, a really annoying habit.
Wow.
He always says, right, he's saying, that's a future, insert his name here, problem.
Sorry.
Such as, that's a future Mark's problem.
What?
This happens to everyday activities, like doing the washing. So say he's doing something.
Yeah.
And like, say the washing up or the, so he spills, he goes... Oh. That's a so if it was you, you'd go,
right, so
that's a future Chris problem.
The classic one being if you get a plate out of the cupboard or you get a bowl out of the cupboard and you shut the cupboard and you hear a load of stuff sort of fall,
yeah,
that is future you's problem. That's either someone else's problem or it's future Chris's problem.
He says it out loud. That's a future Chris problem.
That's horrible.
God, that would be, that wouldn't you want it?
That's really annoying.
Kick him in the face.
I would honestly either tell him to stop or it's over now. You can't live with that.
Well, it's like you, but it's very similar to beg your pudding.
I'll stop saying beg your pudding.
You have stopped saying it. Yeah. Thank God. Nothing has made me drier in my entire life than beg your pudding. Awful. Awful. Oh,
yeah, so that's a future. Okay, so some of you, yeah, well, that's a, don't worry about that. That's a future Chris problem. Yeah, that's annoying.
Horrible.
It's 80% less cool than he thinks it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to say, you need to stop saying that. It's not cool or witty, it's just stupid.
Well, I'll keep our anonymous just in case.
Yeah.
Would you find this annoying and how do I get him to realise it's annoying?
Tell him.
Just tell him.
Tell him.
Why are people,
it's really irritating, like, that, by the way.
What? Why didn't you just tell him? Why did you say what you're saying?
Just go, where did you hear that?
Yeah.
The future thing. Where did you hear that? Oh, it's just something I said for years. Where you should probably stop.
Stop.
Because, you know, phrases and that go out of, they come out of sort of common use.
Why are people so terrified to say things to people?
You've got to say it. You've got to say it. I think we've proved that you've got to say it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, beg your pudding's gone.
Yeah,
and
it has gone.
I fancy a little bit more than I did.
Prepare not to, because you've reminded us of beg your pudding, so it's going to make a comeback.
I hate it.
It's going to make a... Dig of it now, y'all.
I hate that I also now say devil's avocado.
Yeah.
Which I hate.
I always say devil's avocado. Great at that. See, I think what we've learned from this is my phrases are brilliant, but everyone else's are shit.
That's exactly what we've learned. Congratulations.
Thank you. Me.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Me and my boyfriend are listening to episode 158 last week's.
Ooh.
And you talking about balls in or out at the urinals got us laughing about a memory.
A memory?
A memory. Okay. Oh, fuck. Jesus. Not a sound from the pavement.
Okay.
As the moon lost her memory.
Oh, just do the story,
I'm
man.
I miss singing. We went to
How can you miss it when you do it every 5 minutes around the house?
I miss singing, like, on stage.
You did it on the arena tour?
I was ages ago.
Fuck off, right.
We went to Budapest in 2018, and when we landed, my boyfriend went to the toilet in the airport.
Right.
He came to find me after and was looking rather sheepish. I asked him what was wrong, and he said that he was having a wee in a random man who, for descriptive purposes, was small and in a very oversized suit. Bit weird.
Right.
This random man, was at the urinals too, two urinals down.
Right.
This man then leant over to him and said to him, "You have a very nice dick."
Right.
My boyfriend was taken aback and asked what, and the man replied, You have a very nice dick.
Wow.
So our question is, what would Chris do in this situation? Because I said to you, yeah, do you compliment each other and do you look? And you said, absolutely not.
When
and
did you say
evidence.
That to me?
Didn't I
the,
say
oh,
that
that's the evidence. That one weird man in a suit that didn't fit him has got the best eyesight on earth from two urinals away and then leant in and told someone they've got a nice dick. And that's the evidence. That's the evidence that we all do it. You've cracked the case, have you? Fucking hell.
That one little... that doesn't...
So he just leant in and said, you have a... Well, I imagine he was trying to pick him up. I imagine he was trying to pick him up. It was probably a pickup line. You have a very nice dick. You probably didn't even see his dick. But you have a very nice dick. And then the guy goes, oh. Or he goes, oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, you want it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I didn't see that.
Thank you very much.
I didn't see
I mean,
that
I imagine I would go, what? Then you see it again and I go, cheers. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your suit doesn't fit.
You have a very big suit. And very good eyesight. Because honestly, you're too... I can barely see it. I'm holding it. You're too much too. Your idols are where you. You're fucking... Zoom contact lenses. When did they come out? James Bond.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed.
Guys, just a shout out, Poole, Blackburn, Leicester. They are literally the three places where there is remaining tickets to come and see
me. They all
me
hate
live.
You there.
Poole, Nobody Blackburn, wants Leicester. To come and there's see not you. Many. I'm doing two nights in Leicester. The first one's got a few more tickets. The second one's got one of them's got some tickets. Blackburn is the second show I'm doing there. And Poole, which I was there the other day. It's a bloody nice place.
When's your tour done?
Oh, soon.
Longest tour that was ever alive.
Yeah, it should have been done 2 years ago, but I'm still enjoying it. And thank you so much to everyone who's been so far. But yes, Poole, Blackburn and Leicester, they're the only ones. If you want to come and see it there, because I'll not be touring for a while after that.
Mm-hmm. If you want to send us anything, don't forget, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Oh, I normally say that.
I know, sorry, but you forgot it.
Oh, God.
Listen, we're improvising. This is what we're going to have to do on the TV show. We're going to have to be up and ready and quick fire, like auto-cue. Ooh, I'm terrified. I can't breathe.
Yeah, let's talk about this after. Let's talk about this after. Let's talk about this after. This is literally the outro.
Okay,
what's the matter with you?
Bye. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.